USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Baltimore's embattled Democratic Mayor Catherine Pugh submitted her resignation on Thursday amid state and federal investigations into whether she used bulk sales of her self-published children's book to disguise kickbacks. Her attorney, Steven Silverman, reads a statement on her behalf.
Baltimore deserves a mayor who can move our great city forward. I want to thank all of our department heads and staff who work hard every day.
The ringleader of a failed Al-Qaeda plot to bomb the New York City subway in 2009 is a free man. Najibullah Zazi faced life in prison for plotting a suicide bomb attack in the New York City subway, timed to coincide with the 8th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. On Thursday, prosecutors said his substantial cooperation with the U.S. government to locate other Al-Qaeda operatives should warrant time served, and the judge agreed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
The government is going to require manufacturers of certain sleep aids to put warnings on the boxes and patient guides. Dr. Golham Matademi of MediStar Georgetown Medical Center tells NBC News there are certain things that people do that are very dangerous when taking sleep aids.
Interestingly, somehow, patients won't have any recollection of the events because they are not really back to their conscious state.
Ignoring pressure from some to cut interest rates, the Fed decides to take another path. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The Federal Reserve left its key interest rate unchanged, which signals no rate hikes are likely in the coming months. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell pointed to several economic factors.
The committee also believes that solid underlying fundamentals are supporting the economy, including accommodative financial conditions, high employment and job growth, rising wages, and strong consumer and business sentiment.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
Another Democrat joins a crowded primary field seeking the party's 2020 nomination for president. This time it's Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett. He made the point of distinguishing himself from the pack on health care.
We need to fix health care and make good on what Obamacare promised. Affordable, high-quality health insurance with a public option that will guarantee competition to every county in America and lower drug prices. And that's not Medicare for all, because I don't think 180 million Americans want to give up the insurance they already have through their work or their union.
Another ratings win for Fox News. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Fox News Channel, with another strong month in the ratings department, buoyed by the network's live coverage of the Mueller report findings, and more recently, by President Trump's rally in Wisconsin last Saturday night. Across all of cable TV, MSNBC remained the second most watched network in total day as in prime time, and it's touting its victories over CNN in total audience. As in April 2019, it was the 19th month in a row that MSNBC had beat CNN in total viewers during dayside, and the 27th consecutive month it beat CNN in prime time. It was the 26th month in a row that it finished ahead in total day viewers as well.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1941 when General Mills began shipping its new cereal, Cheerios, to six test markets. The cereal would later be named Cheerios. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.